I'd like to start to say by we're saddened by the loss of Constable Brian Bachman, and our thoughts and prayers are with his family at this time. We live in a community where our law enforcement agencies, we work hand in hand with each other. And Constable Bachman, we worked real well with him. He had the highest of integrity, and his loss will be felt deeply within the community. We're also concerned with our officers who were injured during this event yesterday. We continue to pray for them and hope that things will go out well for them. In addition, for the other victims' families who were also killed in this tragic event, thoughts and prayers with them as well. Prepared a statement that we'll read at this time, then we'll answer just a few questions. We'll provide you back, just some background information. A lot of this information you already have. Shortly after noon on August the 13th, Constable Brian Bachman arrived at a residence located at 211 Fidelity Street in College Station with the intent of serving some eviction papers. Officer Bachman was shot by the residents, Thomas Caffell, in the front yard of that residence. Caffell then began shooting at other victims in the area and at College Station police officers as they were approaching the scene. Our officers returned fire, striking Caffell. During the incident, Caffell fired multiple rounds. Investigators have recovered some long guns and pistols from his residence that were used in the assault. An update on the individuals involved in the scene follows. We've identified the suspect for you guys, Thomas Alton Caffell, 35 years of age, from College Station. The deceased law enforcement officer, Officer Brian Bachman from Precinct 1, is 41 years of age. Also injured is College Station Police Officer Justin Olke. Justin was shot in the calf. He's in stable condition after undergoing some surgery yesterday at the College Station Medical Center. He's 25 years of age. He is about a year of service with our agency. Also injured was College Station Police Officer Brad Smith. He was injured by some gun shrapnel. He's been treated and released from the hospital. He's 54 years of age. He has a little over 15 years of experience with the College Station Police Department. And finally injured was Officer Phil Dorsett, also injured with some gun shrapnel in the incident. He's 30 years old. Been with the department a little over 5 years. The investigation in this incident continues. It is a multi-agency investigation involving not only several of the local agencies, but also the state agencies and federal agencies are involved. The investigation continues today. The crime scene is still being processed. That will go on probably throughout most of the day, maybe into the night as well. It covers over a couple of blocks around the 200 block of Fidelity. Is where the crime scene is being processed at this time. As additional information becomes available throughout the day, we will try to pass on and keep you up to speed on what is going on through the investigation and provide that information and updates to you as it becomes available to us. At this time, we'll take just a couple of questions.
Chief, do you know exactly what the history was of this individual who's now deceased, was residing at that home, in terms of any criminal activity? Did he have any kind of record? And also, do we know anything about how and where he obtained the weapons that were used?
That's still under investigation from our own agency. We had not dealt with them very much at all, if any. But the investigation into that information is still ongoing. Investigators are gathering that information today as we speak and continue to gather that information.
Do you know if Constable Bachman was wearing a bulletproof vest? Can you talk about where he was shot? A little more on that.
Our policy, we don't really release that information as it relates to officers' injuries. Constable Bachman works for the county, and so we would not release that information.
You're not sure, though, if it's like a standard procedure for all officers or constables to wear a bulletproof vest?
Our policy, we don't comment on that.
Okay.
The last line of duty in this particular area, has been several years with Bryan Police Department. But it has been several years back, and that officer was involved in a traffic accident.
Chief, can you confirm timeline again on this? Bachman obviously was engaged by this individual. College Station police arrived. Did I hear correctly, you all were able to hit Capel on your initial arrival? He had been hit as the standoff began. Is that correct?
From our investigation and information that we received, Constable Bachman arrived on the scene sometime shortly thereafter noon. Either upon his approach to the house or shortly thereafter, it appears that he was shot by the suspect. In the process of that, there was another victim that was shot probably several hundred yards down the roadway.
Just the male deceased?
There was a female victim that was shot. She is still over at St. Joseph's Hospital in a stable condition. There was another male victim deceased that was shot in the area south of the area off of Highland Street. Our officers were contacted, and they were arriving to the scene. On their initial arrival, they started taking gunfire shots at them. They returned fire, and that went on for several minutes back and forth, and then officers were able to actually shoot the suspect and stop the threat at that
time. So it was not the initial engagement with the suspect by your officers where he was hit, it was later engagement?
Correct. We don't have that information right now. It's still under investigation. Investigators are still gathering that information. I'll answer one more question. Yes, ma'am. Her name is Barbara Holdsworth. She's a Houston resident. She's 51 years of age. She's in serious condition at St. Joseph's Hospital. Also, the deceased, the other civilian victim, was identified as Chris Northcliffe. He's 51 years of age, out of College Station.
Can you get a spelling of both of those?
Yes. We can provide you that immediately following this.
You mentioned the long guns and the pistols. Did he just have a few, or are you trying to get an idea of this man that he had like a stockpile in his home, or if you can shed any light on the amount of weapons he had?
I can't at this time. Like I said, we are still gathering information. They're still processing the scene, and so there will be more information coming over the next day, 2 days, as they continue to process the scene. I'm going to close at this time. We will gather all the questions that you have and try to answer anything that we can throughout the rest of the day. Thank you.